Hey, what's good, y'all? It's your boy King Barker here at the Too Easy Podcast. I'm joined with
Yo, it's brother. I'm back finally. For those that missed me, I was on vacation and I just didn't want to be a part of this. but I'm back now. Now it's no longer gonna be boring or anything like that. As boring as it can be. You know,
talking shit already. You see that? You see, this is why I didn't want to do it. Fuck. Where's my agent? Why don't I have a brand new Frisco already open for me? Get my fucking Frisco. Hurry the fuck up. Hurry up, Tammy.
What is Frisco?
I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Take a.
I saw it from the fucking. I saw the fucking boys earlier.
Oh, okay.
Frisco, where they were giving him fucking Frisco to drink, the Deep or whatever the fuck his name is.
I know what you're talking about, but I haven't seen the new episodes yet.
Speaking of the boys, new episode dropped today. That shit is wild as fuck. That's all I can say. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can expect that from the boys.
I mean, what I've been hearing about, in particular, one episode, Herogasm.
Herogasm.
I don't know anything. And I'm scared to find out because
it's wild as fuck.
It's just a name.
From my understanding, it's banned in like 40 countries, I think. That really? One episode, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, that Herogasm is banned in 40 countries. Let's just say there's some shit in there that it's gonna make you fucking.
Well, I guess there's one reason why we're proud to be an American.
Yeah. The freedom of whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, freedom to watch whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, it's. I guess since we're talking about American freedom, it's gonna be 4th of July soon. It was about to be 4th of July. Even though it was freedom for a certain amount of people, but still more or less freedom. Freedom to take freedoms from other freedoms.
Yo, if we have the day off, you want to do something?
Yeah, let's do something that day.
Pop fireworks or some shit.
Yeah, let's do some crazy shit. We're not going to talk a schedule here. But anyways, speaking of sentencing, R. Kelly got sentenced to 30 years in prison for federal racketeering and sex trafficking. I mean, honestly, I don't think these, like the new shit, I don't think it sticks anymore. However, he should have been in prison a long fucking time ago. Okay, so I'll take it. I mean, whatever the fuck. You need to throw his ass in prison. I mean, the stories I've been hearing, like, he needs to be off the streets.
Like, if this is, like, what, sixth sentencing?
Some shit like that, like sixth trial or some shit like that. Yeah,
then, I mean, he's obviously kind of a bad dude.
Yeah, like, this motherfucker, motherfucker drives around McDonald's and shit looking for little kids and fucking, he fucked that 15-year-old. Now, granted, he is a pedophile, but
with a piss fetish.
Yeah, that motherfucker. I don't even know what the fuck that was. Honestly, I don't even think he has a piss fetish. I think he was just pulling a fucking power play. Ooh, look at me! I can do whatever the fuck I want and piss on you. Like when I was younger, I remember my uncle had the fucking videotape. He's like, "Man, I got the videotape." I was like, "What the fuck are we watching?" And this motherfucker comes in. You know, R. Kelly. She's in a hot tub, and R. Kelly runs up on her and pisses on her. You know what I mean? I'm just like. I don't know. I think that was just him being drunk. I think it was just him being drunk.
And
just coming up like.
I haven't seen it, but I don't suggest watching anything to it. Then, I mean, it's probably just him being.
Just like. Being a fucking idiot.
I'm so powerful that, I can just piss on you.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was,
though. I mean, it's still very fucking wrong.
Yeah, it's still very. I mean, just the fact that you had a 15-year-old girl. Now, granted, the. I know Dave Chappelle asked this question, how old is 15 really? But at the same time, the fact that he had a 15-year-old and he fucking has messing around with little kids, he's known for messing around, he should have been gone a long time ago, honestly. Yeah. So honestly, whether this new shit is true, which I don't think it is, to be real, like, the whole fucking, the R. Kelly, the new shit that was coming out, Surviving R. Kelly, my fault, from Lifetime. But that I didn't watch the whole thing. Most of that was bullshit to me.
I didn't watch it at all.
Where they're like, "Oh, he started coding this." I was like, "No, that's R. Kelly." You guys are gonna, girls will fuck anything. Like if they feel like you have any little clout towards your name, they'll fuck that. You know what I mean? it's just crazy to me that motherfuckers think that R. Kelly's out here just being a fucking, you know, he is a pedophile. He is a monster. However, he's not a monster that goes looking for it. You get what I'm saying? What's up?
A spam call just like.
What, like spam likely?
Yeah, but
they're checking in on you.
No, but the thing is that like the phone fucking like answered it.
What?
Like, I don't know.
It's probably the FBI agent watching her phone right now. Hey, how you doing there, Bob? You doing good? How's the kids?
That's so fucking weird. I mean, it was muted.
The FBI agent that tracks our phones and makes sure we see shit through algorithms and shit like that.
That shit's kind of scared me. I'm like, what
the fuck? It's the NSA. How y'all doing? How's Biden doing? I heard he's not doing good. He took a nasty spill last week when he fell off that bike.
Was that last week? I thought it was 2 weeks ago.
I thought it was it a week ago? I'd say it was about a week and a half ago. Week and a half ago.
And he wasn't even in motion.
Yeah, he was just like...
like, he made a complete stop.
And then fucking... That's what happens when you get old, man. Like, you can't have these old motherfuckers in the office.
That's been obvious for, like, God knows how long. But it's just that people don't want to...
guilt the fucking...
You know, they don't want to go through the hassle. That's basically it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just like... Old motherfuckers, like, to a certain extent, I don't think motherfuckers should run a country past a certain age. You know what I mean? When you start fucking sniffing people and shit like that, like this motherfucker
Once you hit, like, 55, 60, that's when you should just, like, stay inside and just not come out.
Go to your family. Enjoy your life.
You, like, go to Florida or something like that.
Yeah, like all the old
all the older white people are over there.
Oh, yeah, that is a spot. Anyways, going back to R. Kelly and his fucking pedophilic ass. Everybody that's fucking, I still fuck with R. Kelly and this and that. To a certain extent, yeah, I guess you can separate the artist from the fucking music, but then when you listen to the music and you're like, man, this guy fucked the little kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It comes, and I know there's other allegations coming out. I don't believe those as much as I believe when the first time it happened. I feel like now they're trying to get clout and come out because anybody can come out, and I don't believe the new one. I don't believe the new ones.
So like
in my opinion, I just don't.
Let me just get this straight. So you think that they're just like throwing random shit at him, hoping it sticks, or?
I think so, because R. Kelly's name comes with so much clout. R. Kelly is one of the biggest R&B artists that ever lived. He sold so many records that motherfuckers were actually thinking about making like three-part movie series. Not even joking. Thinking about making sagas about his fucking life. You know what I mean? Insane. Like, not even joking. Granted BET, but still, that still counts for something.
Did you hear anything about like the sentencing or anything like that? Does he get to actually head to jail, or is he like house arrest? Or?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that it's a done deal. But I think it's still developing, but it's about to be the weekend, so I think that it's not gonna fuck actual official verdict. Or the verdict's already been handed, but what's called? I think there's like an after sentencing or whatever. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, the final detail.
Like the final, whatever. Yeah. But. Nah, like, what's called? He needs to be in jail already. Like, he should have been in jail. There's, like, a makeup fucking... No. But that's the thing, like, motherfuckers let... That's the thing, like, why the fuck are you going to let this motherfucker live a great life? That has never been... You know what I mean? Like, he was still living a great life, and these motherfuckers barely are coming out when he's at the end of his career.
It's because he had a bit of talent. That's about it. Because people love other humans with, like... talent, whatever the fuck. They'll hammer that button of like, hey, he's actually kind of cool, whatever the fuck. But it's just his talent is cool. The actual human is a piece of garbage.
I know. But that's what I'm saying, like separating the artist from the personal. Yeah. And I can get that part. But at the same time, eventually he's gonna get personal.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, so eventually he's gonna get personal.
Everybody's being forced to just like
you can think like I'm listening to a motherfucker that fucked a little kid. You know what I mean?
I've
like,
never listened to him, honestly, like, but it's about time.
You know what I mean? But, you know, and I ain't going to, you know, can't just throw out his whole legacy just out the way. I mean, I can't. If he's a pedophile, I can't. But what's called, to a certain extent, He was one of the biggest name artists, and honestly, if it wasn't for him being a pedophile, he'll probably be one of the biggest artists out right now still.
Well, I think that that's basically the same as how we were saying about like the how people shouldn't run the country. What the fuck? I mean, once you reach a certain age or like a certain point, then you should just like step aside.
Yeah, get the fuck out of Dodge. But I mean, of course, you know, when you make so much money and then you have such like you have a certain image, motherfuckers will do anything to keep that image. But like with like the whole Surviving R. Kelly thing, I thought that was all bullshit. All those girls were there willingly, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, because it was a fucking TV show. Yeah, they obviously weren't doing it other than their own benefit. Because
they all got paid. I mean, of course, because when they found out they weren't getting paid no more by R. Kelly, they're like, no, because the girl that got pissed on from the 15-year-old, was called, her family took a settlement deal. That's where that's why I don't really put too much blame on him, because he is a pedophile, yes. But as parents, your child gets fucking, you know, molested and fucking sexually. I guess you would say assaulted, but she was there willingly. But technically, you know, if it's a minor, it's assault, right? If I'm not mistaken, it's assault. Yeah, so molested. So heavily assault, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
And then they take just like a PD.
And then they just take his money. Yeah, like, no, you're not going to fucking pay me off because you fucking raped my kid.
Yeah,
more or less, you know, no.
That's fucked.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'm not going to fucking take money from you. Like, you're going to fucking suffer, motherfucker. Like, I'm going to destroy everything about you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was saying in my last podcast, that some people got twisted when I was saying, if someone does a certain thing to you, like, let's say rape or anything like that, I am not going to wait. Like, I was talking about the Bill Cosby thing. Yeah. That Bill Cosby, I will defend, because I am not going to wait, 20, 40 years to come out of there and be like, he raped me. You know what I mean? Like, no, you're not gonna live a good life after you did.
That was kind of weird. How like everybody's just 20, 30 years later, out of the woodwork. It's like 30 fucking women.
Yeah, I'm just like, no,
I'm not laughing at them. I'm just laughing at the whole full picture of it.
Yeah, I'm just like why now? You know what I mean? Why now? Like, why let this man live a great career, live a great life, have a great career, and now all of a sudden when he's about to buy NBC. Now it's time to get this motherfucker. Like, no, you should have got him way long ago. Especially in that case would have stuck too. I mean, a black man back in the 60s and 70s. Oh man, you would have got rid of that motherfucker easily. When
took him for all his
wealth. Oh yeah, you would have took everything from him. That would have been the time to fucking get that motherfucker. When back then, when racism was still very much alive. I mean, it is now in a different. But I feel like it's in a different sense. It's more. It's not. So racism now, I don't think it's at a certain level now, just like segregation, slavery, there's different levels to it. And I feel like at racism now, it's to a point where it's now all you have to do is implement certain things into lifestyles and it let it work out itself. And it would let self-racism and things like that, like consumerism, go against racism. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's some weird thing. I'm not really going to go into
like
detail.
It's like a softer version.
Yeah, like that, it's a softer version. Yeah, and it's a softer version implemented because now everyone needs to be PC, regardless if you're racist or not. And so now they can use that. You know, whoever runs this country, whoever, you know, we all know who runs this country. The top 0.05%,
the Illuminati.
Yeah, they're probably hearing this right now. They're probably sending henchmen over to our house right now.
The lizard people are coming for us.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, you hear that? Fucking Jeff Bezos. Fucking.
Bezos and the Freemasons are at it again. God damn it.
Oh, what's his name? Old boy that owns Facebook. That big motherfucker, I don't know.
He's such a big ass name that I can't figure
out. Right, it's so crazy. I feel like
for Steve Wozniak comes to mind, but that's fucking Apple.
Nah. That's Man, this motherfucker.
Jesse Eisenberg was Jesse, on that.
Yeah.
Because Jesse Eisenberg played
him. He played him.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Oh, boy. That motherfucker looks like a lizard person, dog. Have you seen the way his mannerisms? Have you seen the pictures he takes, though?
Oh, yeah.
They're creepy as like the selfies he takes.
Yeah. And he doesn't smile at them at all. It's just like stone face. Face just like so ass, so pale.
I'm just like, man, he's a fucking lizard person, man. I'm like,
I don't know. Well, I mean, to each your own, I guess. It's because I was gonna say, like, how does his wife like sleep with him like that? But then yeah. I'm like, I mean, she probably likes lizards.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they probably have lizard babies right now. They have to like put them prosthetics and makeup on them. So like,
honey, your skin suit is falling off.
he's eating a fucking mice in the fucking wall.
I know, it's like on the ceilings, just fucking
half baby, half fucking lizard baby mutated. But speaking of PC, fucking Jordan Peterson, his Twitter got suspended by Twitter for his comments about Elliot Page's,
transformation,
yeah, against hate conduct guidelines. So let's see what he said. All right, so remember when pride was a sin and Ellen Page just had her breasts removed by a criminal physician? So, okay, I don't know why, right there,
that's when I'm like, yeah, you should just stop and we should just call him an asshole and a fucking idiot and all that shit.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. Like, honestly, to be real, to be fair, Jordan, there's some things you don't need to, you know. Just leave it the fuck alone.
You didn't need to bring it up at all. Everybody just accepted it and went on.
Honestly, to be real, you did not need to bring that bullshit up. Yeah. Like, honestly, that shit's been already done since 2019. You know what I mean? You should have talked shit then. I'm pretty sure you did. Probably, you know what I mean? You probably did. And so, okay. And I can understand that. But he didn't say shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just random.
Like, Elliot has already been accepted, and like it's already well past the age of just like
talking shit.
But
it's like you know what I mean? Like
you could tell that he was like in his kitchen and like fucking Elliot Page.
I'm a regular listener of fucking Jordan Peterson. We all know that. But at the same time, like, come on, Jordan, you didn't need to put your two cents. Like, I was like, sometimes you do need to say something. Like the one where you said about the supermodel. I don't know if you saw that, where she's not beautiful with the Sports Illustrated model. It was a plus size model. Something like that. He made some comments. He said not beautiful.
I grazed past it, but I didn't agree with it.
But to a certain extent, I didn't agree with it either. But at the same time, like, well, you're talking about not beautiful. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a couple guys out there that has a BBW fetish.
Yeah, I mean,
because people deserve
to be free, you know?
True.
Like, to express themselves.
True. But I feel like to a certain extent, like, if it's Sports Illustrated where it's like an athletic page built for athleticism, and you just get a random plus-size model and put her on there, it feels like forced diversity. At the same time, it's disingenuous towards her as well, because then it's like the same thing that most of these corporations do. Yeah. It's like a forced diversity.
Yeah, but it's always been kind of like diluted and like forced nowadays. Because
everything's forced.
It used to be sports and all that stuff, but I mean, up until recent years, it's been nothing but supermodels getting the front page and like. Bait and shit like that. I mean, it's obvious that is the way that it went.
I mean,
but it's just
what
I think people are latching on to is the fact that people are speaking up about it when there was the plus size model on it, and not when like there was like a supermodel bikini girl.
And she was actually all right. Like, I mean, yeah, she was plus size, but
I think she was all right.
And you know, I can actually. You know, I'll vouch for on that one. But at the same time, it was a little forced, though, in my opinion. I do agree with him when he said that shit was forced and it was not towards her benefit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That wasn't towards her benefit at all. That was just like them, like, okay, guys, because I believe it was something like big plus diabetes awareness or something like that. Or something like that. It was, you know how they make up holidays every other fucking year or fucking awareness month or some bullshit. And never actually address the issue. They just say, "Oh, here's a month to commemorate all the bullshit that's here." They don't actually put anything out there, really.
That's how it's kind of going nowadays.
That's how it is. They're just like, "Oh, we just acknowledge it. We're not going to actually solve the problem." That's pretty much it. It's a whatchamacallit. It's something. It's just an acknowledgement. It's not really fucking anything. But
terrible.
But yeah, like it was right on that part, and there are some parts I agree and I'll vouch for.
Yeah, like that, I mean, and he was right up to a certain extent. It's just that because he brought it up during the fact that it was a plus size model on it, that it kind of just.
Oh yeah, and then not to mention, but the funny thing is, but the only reason I'm like against it is because fucking Elon Musk promised that, hey, there's gonna be free speech.
He's not a politician, he can't.
But no, but I'm saying that he owns the platform.
He owns Sports Illustrated?
No, he owns Twitter. We originally talked about how he got his shit deleted or fucking suspended because of the Elliot Page fucking comment.
Like, we talked about Eddie Page, but I don't think we talked about Elon.
Elon owns Twitter, more or less. I think he pulled back on his deal, but then he's going back and forth with it, but he more or less owns it. Like, he's actually fucking making he actually has a say. So I'm like, this is a free speech platform though, which means anything can fucking go. Mm-hmm. Not saying that some shit ain't gonna be politically correct. But regardless, it's still free speech. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Like us, we can come here and talk shit, and this is allowed on Anchor's platform, Spotify's platform. And we don't get demonetized or anything like that. I mean, we're saying the most random shit in here.
We could say the word.
We'll get stabbed. We almost saw witness of murder. But anyways, but fucking, what's his face? But yeah, no, I don't think his shit should have got deleted. Honestly, he should, you know, in certain issues, no offense, Jordan, leave it the fuck alone. But, you know, fucking, yeah, just throw my two cents. But, yeah, no, I mean, I, honestly, everything needs to be PC now. And then, you know, his daughter comments on all this good stuff. But supposedly somebody from, supposedly somebody from fucking Star Trek died.
Well, you all know who died?
Who?
Yesterday, it's been confirmed. A Minecraft YouTuber named Technoblade.
Technoblade?
Yeah. Who's that? I don't really watch him all that often, but he was this super popular Minecraft YouTuber known for his, like, his attitude, kind of, towards, like, the game and to people and shit like that. But he was a good guy. Like, he towed the line between asshole and like super chill dude. But overall, he was just super nice and shit like that. And everybody on Twitter is mourning him because he was battling fucking cancer, brain cancer or something like that. I don't know the specifics to it, but he was battling it for like 2-3 years now. And everybody thought that he was going to make it, but then all of a sudden, his parents, they just said, like, yeah, he didn't make it. Everybody's fucking just crying and shit. It's sad, but.
Man, RIP to him and, you know, regards to his family. And honestly, I forgot. You know, I'm looking through Star Trek, so supposedly he was a makeup artist, the one I was looking for, named something Jensen. So he survived by his cousins and his family members. Mm-hmm. So RSP to his family and his all them as well.
Yeah.
But, nah, I mean, let's see.
Cancer, man.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, it's always going to be hard. I mean, you can never, some things you can't beat. Yeah. But, shit. But, anyways, like, onto sports since it got sad a little bit. Are you crying? Give him the fucking tissue. Goddamn, he's crying again. No, I was playing. But, that'd be horrible. But, anyway, RIP to those people. And, but another news, fucking sports. So supposedly, fucking, I don't know if you watch too much, but supposedly, reports say that Lakers could trade for Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant in a package deal with the Brooklyn Nets. Jeez. Don't know how true that is, but that's going to be one of the biggest fucking contracts.
Biggest trade.
It's not going to come in light because first off, Kyrie, he's doing his own fucking thing. He's crying like a baby. Because of about the vaccine. I mean, I know, you know, quite a bit of people are, you know, are up in arms about that vaccine, but at the same time, when you're being paid millions of dollars to play a fucking game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you kind of have to like, okay, you know, you're getting paid off someone else's dime. Now, if you were to truly protest and actually were an activist, in my opinion, I'd be like, no, I'm not getting paid by this rich white man. I'm a protest. And fucking he quit, you know, fucking quits basketball right now, retires from basketball. Then I would fucking believe you. Now you're about your protest. But if you get paid millions of dollars to sit in a house and be like, I'm speaking for everyone's voice. You know, we're all in this struggle. And he's like, hey, man, bring my dad Coke.
Yeah, with like his three butlers.
Fucking three butlers wiping his ass and shit. Like, you know, I don't believe that. You know what I mean? I can't get behind that.
Yeah.
You know, I can actually agree. Somebody said, shut up and dribble. I was like, I actually agree with that one. Like, that, yeah. that I don't like that phrase when they use it on LeBron, but fucking, yeah. On this case, I'll be like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
Like, it's just fucking, it's insane and it's terrible when they're just like so blinded by all their like wealth and shit like that. Yeah. That's really not even there. It's,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like, oh yeah, work for the people, this and that, and then yeah, like
they go back to the rich ass mansion where everyone else is struggling. 99% of everyone else is struggling and shit like that. Like they're part of the 1% of people.
Yeah, and then some cases, there are people that came from poverty and shit like that. So they're like, I made it and this and that. I support you guys. I don't struggle and this and that. And then they're like, they don't do anything
for them. Yeah, they're just like keeping more for themselves.
Yeah. Like, and then they just like lock their gates and like look outside the window.
And man, make sure those homeless people don't get in here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just insane.
Yeah, it's all hip. That's why I'm like, yeah, I'm not for all that fake activism work. Now, if he was to quit, if he was to go the Jim Brown route, and which was Jim Brown retired from the NFL and started, you know, focusing on other things and actually became an activist, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then I would be like, okay, if you want the Jim Brown route, I'm all for it. But at the same time, you know, even then Jim Brown, he became an actor and was still getting paid millions of dollars, but still, you know what I mean? I'm like, bro, like, don't, you know what I mean? Don't get all activist now under someone else's guise. Do it under your own guise. Be activist, be real, be what you're about. Now, Colin, I mean, you know, Colin, like, go to Colin Kaepernick route. You know, he's still trying to be in the NFL and shit like that, but still, at the same time, he's not in the NFL.
Yeah, but, like, he's not.
It's weird. He's in a weird space.
He's not going to get any shit because he's actually, like, went through the fucking.
Yeah, he went through the ringer for these past 5 years, you know what I mean? And now everybody, you know, since the fucking George Floyd riots, fucking now everyone's kneeling with them and shit like that, and now everyone, I mean, it's all fake, it's all bullshit. Like now when the cities are burning, oh yeah, we kneel with you, we always believed in the kneeling. I'm like, man, shut your ass up. You're like, you know, that's peaceful protest. I'm like, oh, what happened with Colin there, bitch? What happened to all that
fucking, when it really meant
I was like, motherfucker, don't kneel now, bitch.
Yeah,
because y'all fucking places are burning now. We knew with you, brother. You're our brothers. You're our brothers. I'm like, nah, shut your ass up. All that fake activism, woke bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.
It's because people are
You selfish. Can't bullshit the Too Easy podcast. Who the fuck do you think y'all is? Huh?
But, it's because humanity is selfish at heart.
Yeah.
Like, we want what's best for ourselves rather than other people. And we put on the front and shit like that. And like, oh, like, I'm not like that or this and that. And like, you are. I mean, up to a certain extent, but you are.
But fucking, I'm just like, bro, like, shut the fuck up and just fucking play. You gotta play your balls out. Right now, he's at an age now where he needs to fucking ball out because he's gonna hit, when you hit the age of 30 in the league, whatever it's NFL, NHL, NBA, NBL, whatever you want to call it, or NLB, my fault.
That's when you start hitting
that. That's when you hit that fucking wall where you're like, oh, fuck. Are you going to climb it past your fucking prime or are you going to fucking go back down and fall off?
Maybe.
And so, like, they're getting to this point now. And we're getting to this point now where we're going off to episode 2. We're not going to go too far, yo.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Because if it isn't, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you. But anyways. Thank you for listening to Too Easy Podcast. I understand it's not easy listening to our crisp and subtle voices. And I understand, and ladies, I understand you have to wring your panties out every time you listen to us. And I understand you get very soaked and very wet and very hot and bothered. I get it. And guys, I know you're on the down low and you don't want to tell your friends that you're on the DL, but you know, every time you listen to our voices, you have to go to the bathroom and fix your pants. I get it. We understand. Here at the Too Easy Podcast, we definitely understand your situations and your predicaments. And we, the Too Easy Podcast, would like to thank you for listening regardless of those issues that you have. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, part two.
Yeah, we ain't gonna go too far. Sorry about that, y'all. Welcome back. But
like you said, it's just gonna be one.
Yeah, now we're gonna go a couple minutes into it. But yeah, like that's what most athletes don't understand, that they're gonna hit the wall, because right now they feel like they're at the prime, they're getting paid millions of dollars. Girls wanna have sex with them on the daily, wherever they go. I mean, they're the most highly desirable men out there. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that desire is limited for a certain amount of years, as far as their own legs can take them.
Yeah. Nobody's going to want to touch an old penis.
Yeah, I mean, unless that old penis has money.
True, yeah. Then they'll suck all the dust out of it.
They have to blow it first.
And that reminds me of that one scene from Dumb and Dumber 2, I think it was. No, 3?
It was
like Dumb and Dumber when Jim Carrey was about to fuck this old woman, and then he just went and like so much fucking dust blew out. Yeah, that shit's fucking insane. I was like, oh no, like
oh shit. All right. I need to go back to that one, but some guy's actually looking for it right now. Listen to it. He's like, what scene is that?
I know. Can I get the exact hour, minute, and second that
it happened? Hey, do you guys get the timestamp? Can you put it in the description, y'all?
No,
I get a little perverted ass looking for gilfs.
I know.
But fucking. Speaking of gilfs, Little Kim. I don't know if y'all saw her new picture, though. Oh, she looks awful.
Kim Kardashian?
No, Little Kim from Bad Boys. Fucking Biggie. She's a rapper. And she was one of the bigger female rappers of the 90s.
Oh.
She was one of the first ones to actually put fucking logos on her hair, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. It was crazy. I don't know. That's a crazy ass fucking, whatchamacallit, crazy ass idea. That actually could be a new fucking style. Like, I feel like her style was at least 20 years ahead, but like now her fucking age is at least 20 years ahead of what she is now. I feel like she's in her 90s, still trying to come back.
I mean, yeah, like, she got a taste of the poison.
No, I'm not even gonna joke. Like, Little Kim's new picture.
Or you can just go Little Kim. And then just
she looks horrible. Like, she had plastic surgery and shit like that.
The things people will do to stay.
Yeah, like she is, oh man. Like I don't even follow up with these motherfuckers, but damn, looking at her, like I saw her on Facebook and shit. Mm. She fucking looked like a evil villain, like on those Disney movies, those witches and shit. She just jumped out. She'll be scaring the shit out of kids.
She probably does that.
Man, it's just horrible, man. Like the fucking the route she went. And she was nice. She looked nice when she was younger. But, you know, that fucking, you know, being in fucking the industry, though, when they tell you, nah, you're not good enough.
Yeah,
on the daily. Yeah, especially when you get older, like, you know, that her old ass was like, nah, I'm going to force the issue. And
then you wake up like 3 years, 20 years later, where you're just like staring at somebody else like the fucking Joker.
Shit, that shit's awful, man. Like the fucking, ugh. I don't know, just the Little Kim now, though, I mean, I'm just like, ugh.
The industry like, is a fucked place.
And she's fucking wearing like a little thong thingy or whatever. I don't even know what to call it. It's not a good look. She looks horrible. And I'm trying to find a picture. I don't know if they took it off or some shit, but she looks awful. Yeah. Now, you ever see? Oh, man. She looks awful. She's, man.
I mean, if she's happy, then, I mean, go with God, I guess.
That's the thing. She ain't happy because she keeps getting plastic surgery. She's not happy with herself. She has to keep getting plastic surgery on a fucking daily. From my understanding, I think she gets plastic surgery every year.
That's insane.
I think her body is at least 40% plastic.
Silicone?
Or silicone, whatever the fuck you call it.
Either way,
it's fine. Yeah, it's just awful. I'm trying to find a picture. Everyone's been... I don't know. I can't find it. For some reason... man, she... I don't know. It was just funny as fuck. She looked like a fucking... She looks like an evil villain. I don't know what the fuck you call it.
And y'all know what I'm, like, super hung up about right now?
What's up?
Ezra Miller. The guy still hasn't been caught.
Man, like, what do you mean he hasn't been caught? He's on the loose or something?
Yeah, but you haven't heard?
No, I haven't.
Well, ever since that whole Hawaii thing, he came back to the States, and apparently it's been brought to light that he was grooming this 14-year-old. Who's like 16, 17 now. And she's Native American, and that he went to the reservation and like picked her up and then just ghosted with.
What the fuck? Yeah.
And she went along with him too, like willingly.
Oh, yeah, I knew she did. He's Ezra Miller. Yeah.
And then.
It's the same thing with R. Kelly. Going back to R. Kelly since we were talking about R. Kelly.
And then that apparently.
Nice link us.
He just fucking. He just ghosted, like nobody can find him. Like the movie producers, the fucking police, everybody, they can't find his fucking ass.
And like this motherfucker, like you ever see a fuck up, and you know he just keeps fucking up, like just week after week. It's just like, man, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing? It's like that scene from The Boys.
You all know what the Flash producers or like WB's standpoint on it is. After the Flash movie, they're cutting all ties with him. Not right now.
They want to make money. They're,
yeah.
But at the same time, you got to understand, too, it's a business as well. Yeah, like that's
they invested so much.
Yeah, they invested so much money. But, WB's been full of shit anyways from the beginning. Yeah. Like, no offense to WB, and they probably they're never going to sign us anyways. But fuck it. But if you do, then, hey, what's up? We'll be on HBO Max. Next season of HBO Max. We'll sell out. We're going to sell out, y'all. We will sell out for y'all, Warner Brothers. I'm sorry. we take nothing less than, $10 million, for me and my co-host each. Then we'll go ahead and play ball with y'all. We'll be quiet like like that 16-year-old y'all didn't acknowledge. Superstar was it.
Yeah, and then fucking Ezra Miller, deleted all the socials, too. And what he did first on Instagram was just post about it. He was just like, you can't find me. I'm in another dimension or some shit like that. And then after that, he just deleted all socials. And then now there are rumors he's like on some ranch or something like that. Yeah, I don't fucking know. With like this, with another girl as well, like with the Native American, but it's just.
God damn. Ezra, now you're trying to live that that peaceful life.
Like his mentality just fucking snapped.
He needs to be what's called put away too with R. Kelly.
Yeah, definitely.
Fucking at least, it's not gonna happen. They have too much money on him right now. Like they can't really lose
and they can't find his ass. So.
Yeah, these motherfuckers all these fucking rich Hollywood actors and shit like that make all this money, and they think they have all this power and clout, and think they can do whatever the fuck they want. Like,
I mean, I'm no better, honestly. If I had so much money, I'd be going fucking crazy.
I'd be doing
pedophilia or nothing.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Fucking that's, shit.
No, I'm not gonna do that shit. I'm just talking about driving 110 on a fucking 70 or pissing and I'm like.
I do think to a certain extent that shit does drive you crazy having all that money and power.
Yeah.
Like fucking, because the more money you get, the more power you accumulate, and that's
obvious.
I
think it's just the pressure as well. They were saying that the production on the Flash movie was like less than subpar, and it was always like constant pressure on Ezra.
Everything.
Hey, he needs a break. Whatever.
Yeah, hundreds of people are relying on him to fucking make that movie. Like it's about him, but you also got to think all the productions, all the sound artists, everybody. They all have jobs on the line right now.
And if that movie was going to go well, it would have opened the doors for like so many new movies. Yeah. And like it would have revived DC universe, basically.
But what's called, like, and that's the thing, like they fucking, and that was the thing, that was what everyone was getting after, Tom Cruise about, because you remember he cussed his whole staff out because of COVID and shit like that. He's like, you know, and now I understand now, like, motherfuckers, like, there's hundreds of jobs. Like, there's a girl I'm talking to that's in Hollywood right now. She's a makeup artist. And, you know, she's talking about there's hundreds of people there that work for that one movie. And that one person, if that movie set does not go right that day, everybody doesn't work that day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, most of them are there just freelancing, just hoping to get on a movie and shit like that. You feel me? Yeah. Like, their career is based off however the fucking actors are feeling and shit like that. It's just fucking crazy. I'm like, damn, like, why the fuck, you know, like, motherfucker, if I get offered a multi-million-dollar deal to fucking do a movie, I'm not gonna bitch, moan, or complain. I'll be like, all right, how you want this done? All right, you want me to cry? I'll cry for you.
It's just that some people aren't as professional. Like, fucking... Yeah.
I mean, yeah, granted.
They're picked up from an early age. Yeah, so, like, they don't have, fucking, like, the full maturity of it.
Or fucking molested by fucking Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, like Disney Channel people and shit like that. They're introduced to it at such an early age that they get, like, kind of full of themselves with it.
Yeah.
And then once shit hits the fan, then they start having an attitude and this and that. But people that do make it, it's just like, I made it, so, like, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to stick with. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of my face, you know? Man. Like, they kind of uppity about it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm just like, man, like, first off, don't get all active. I mean, that's another thing I don't like about Hollywood, too. That's why I don't fuck with it, is because these motherfuckers try to lecture you on how life's supposed to be, and these motherfuckers haven't lived normal lives in years. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers work for millions of dollars, have butlers fucking bring them food and shit every day, have fucking... People fucking, I ain't gonna lie, I've heard motherfuckers have a personal, what is it called, ass wipers. Not even joking.
What the fuck?
There's people out there that actually make money for wiping these actors' ass. They are so fucking busy, supposedly, that they have professional ass wipers.
That's insane.
They actually wipe their ass.
They can't take like a minute or two,
like to wipe their own ass, and they fucking have them power wash their asshole, supposedly.
What's the word to that toilet that does that shit? The
loo? Yeah.
Not the loo. It's like,
I know what you're talking about. It's in fucking
it's popular in London, Asia and stuff like that.
In the UK and shit like that. Yeah.
But why can't they just do that shit and then just like wipe the water? But
no, it has to be from a human.
They like to feel that power.
They want to feel that warmth graze across their asshole between their booty cheeks and taint, right in the gooch. They like the misogynary. Nah, I'm not even joking. Like, these motherfuckers they haven't lived normal lives in years, man. Like, who the fuck are they to fucking lecture the 99% of people that actually live in real life?
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, like, man, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. But anyways, y'all, like I said, we weren't going to go fully into on the second part. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and end it right there. To all the money-grubbing, child-molesting dickheads out there, go fuck yourselves. And everyone else, have a great day.
See you guys.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Everyone go fuck yourself. That's right. I hope you have a bad day. Fuck you. You ain't shit. Bye, bitch. Bye. Yo mama is so young that R. Kelly tried to piss on her. Yo mama is so young that Woody Allen tried to groom her into being his wife, just like Ezra Miller did. Yo mama is so young that she can be aborted, or she can no longer be aborted by any state in the United States because of the Roe versus Wade case. Oh, man. But speaking about your mama, she says take out the trash when you get home, okay? She's here with me right now. I mean, she's butt naked and
breathing heavily. We just made some macaroni noises, so sorry about that. And if you're my family member, disregard, this is not for you. But we ain't on no Sweet Home Alabama shit over here, all right? We're in Texas, all right? But yes, y'all. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. I know I will. Anyways, bitch, you ready for round two? Hey, y'all. It's a three. Oh, damn, did we mess up?
Let's do it over.
Nah, man. We don't got the time. We don't got studio time like that. Listen, if you're listening to this, probably thinking you run the world. Probably woke up and put your big boy pants on. If you're a girl.
Okay, still cult leader, put your... wrap it up. Let's give him the promotion.
I guess we'll promote it. But listen, listen real good. We're promoting this podcast for every Friday, and I'm messing it up again. Gosh dang, are we ever gonna get this right? I don't think we're just gonna put we're just gonna run with it.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of
tune podcasts. In every Friday. It's gonna be, we don't have a set time. We're not gonna do anything. I mean, you want us to start saying times, too bad. Yeah. We're gonna do it whenever we want that day.
No set times, no set topics. The only thing that's set is that it's on Friday.
Exactly. So tune in, come check us out. I know you ain't got nothing else to do. So come on.